Glad to see you. If you could hold up your swords. Thank you. Looks good. Man. All right. I appreciate it. I have my sword here too. Did you know that there are some essential things that a person needs if they're going to study the Bible? You know that, right? What do you need? Very Bible. Okay, good. But there's other things too. How many of you have a Bible? You all have Bibles, right? We're in America. Everyone's got a Bible. Have you ever been to a place where people didn't have Bibles? Yes. I have been to places where people don't have access to Bibles. They don't have access to something in their own language. And it's amazing. We're so blessed to have a Bible. Now, I have a Bible case here. How many have a Bible case? Some of you have Bible cases. We have the same Bible case. I can see that. I have a study Bible, and so I want to keep it nice, so I put it inside my box, and then I put my box inside here. I'm one of those kinds of people. But you did the same thing. We think alike. He and I are on the same page, I can tell. Also, something I like to have is a pen. Why would a person use a pen when you're studying the Bible? You could highlight. What's another thing? You could mark or underline. Yes. Take notes. Yes, I like to take notes. So when I was in a country called Thailand, ever heard of Thailand? Yes. Not too long ago, I was in the country of Thailand, and I bought this notebook at a store while I was there. Was this Thailand? You realize you forget things in your life. Yes, this was Thailand. I bought this booklet, and I started taking notes. It's been a long while since I've taken notes every day for my devotions, but I thought, you know what, let me get back into it. I've been using my computer so much, I've forgotten how beautiful it is to just write things down. So I'm starting to do that again. I'm really enjoying it. So I would strongly encourage you, if you're a person who doesn't like writing, to get a notebook. And just start writing a sentence or two. Here's what I got from my devotions this morning, just to kind of get a reminder. My sister's been doing it for like 2 decades, and she has like a whole section of just journals, 2 decades of journals. It's amazing. And I think there's so much it can show your Christian experience as you're growing. I look back at some of the things that I used to be worried about. I'm not worried anymore. And some of the things I'm worried about today, I was never worried about back then. So we change with time. So when you're studying the Bible, you need a Bible. It'd be good to journal. Take some notes of what you're doing. I've been taking notes in Ephesians chapter 6, so I'm going to be using this journal this morning to do a little bit of teaching. We're going to be doing a couple of different activities, but before I do, I want to ask you a few questions. How do you find out about a person? Oh, while I'm asking you that, I have some helpers who agree to hand out some handouts. Could you hand them out now? Thank you. One per person. So if you could just thank you. While they're handing it out, if you could just try to see if you can answer some questions. How do I get to know a person better? Yes. Spend time talking with them. That's good. What's another way to get to know a person better? Yes, ma'am. By asking questions. You knew I was going there, right? Yeah, beautiful. That's right. Asking questions. Yes. Read their diary. Wouldn't suggest it. Highly wouldn't suggest it. Unless, of course, they've given it to you to read. Would someone like to... No, I won't ask that. Can I pick on someone? No, I'll ask. Would someone mind coming up front? You. Yes, that one. Sorry, that one. You, ma'am. That one is inappropriate English. And hi. My name is Mr. Chuck. Your name?
Katie.
Yes, nice to meet you, Katie. Yes, nice to meet you, Katie. Where are you from, Katie?
I am Washington, 2 hours from here.
You're from Washington, 2 hours from here. Were you always in Washington?
Yeah.
So you're... So you've been born and raised in Washington. Wow.
I live right next to Oregon. Technically lived in Oregon because I spent a lot of time there, but mostly Washington.
Okay, great. How'd you find out about YD Camp?
Well, that's a long story.
Like the one sentence version.
I met the Hill family at White Sand in Washington.
Okay, great. How long have you known the Hill family?
Since I was 6.
Great. Do you have any siblings?
4.
Wow. Do you mind me asking you questions?
No. I don't.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You're welcome to go back. You Thank you so much, Katie. Can we kind of say thank you to Katie? Appreciate it. Katie has given us, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen. Katie has given us a lot of information, but how did I find that out? I found out by asking questions. Asking questions is a key. So I know that Katie is from Washington. She's been here her whole life. She lives 2 hours from here. She's close to the Oregon border. She's near White Salmon. Is that correct?
No, I used to.
Used to near White Salmon. Around a
that way.
Yes, that way. Yes. And she knows some friends of mine, I didn't tell her that, called the Hills. They're very good friends of mine. So now all of a sudden we have something to talk about. There's some common ground. I could say, how long have you known the Hills? But we're not going to do there because we've got other things we need to do. I learned a lot by asking questions. It's the same way if you want to learn about anyone. You and I already know how to ask questions from friends and find out more about them. We're experts at that. Sometimes we ask too many questions. But we can also ask questions of the Bible and get answers. I'm going to try a Jeopardy technique. Is that okay? So I would like you to give me a question that the answer is in this pavilion and not human-wise. So we're going to ignore the flesh and blood element. Okay? So let me give you an example. There is eight of them. Give me an answer that's a question. Because does someone know what I'm trying to say? There is eight of them. Yay! You got that. There is eight of them. What is a light? I made it a little bit too confusing, didn't I? Okay, let me try another way of doing this. Mr. Pruitt, I'm looking at you. Do you have an idea? Or you're just staring at me? You're just staring at me. Okay. There are 12 of them. Yes.
Were those eight things that you said before the light?
Yes, that was correct. That was correct. There are 12 of them, yes. No, you have to tell me the answer. What is it? Yes, yes, yes. What are poles? Yes. No, that was too confusing. What I wanted to do is ask a question that's answered by this place. For example, it is the color blue. Was a shirt. Thank you. I'm still confusing myself. Okay, are you confused?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't wanting that. I wasn't wanting that. Okay, open up your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 6. It's a whole lot easier when you do it in the Bible sometimes. Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to be looking at several verses in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, you know what verse we're looking at, right? 10 through 18. Just for the sake of time, let's just recite verse 10 the best we possibly can. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Very good. We'll stop there. So that is our picture for now. I'd like to look at verse 11. And in verse 11, can you think of a question that verse answers? Can you think of a question that verse 11 answers? So if you were to make up a question out of the clear blue, could you ask a question that verse 11 answers for you? Yes. Yes. No, no, you're right. Should we put on the whole armor of God? And the answer is yes, because it says put it on. Okay, good. You could also ask, how much of the armor are we supposed to put on?
All.
What's another question you could ask? Yes. What are we supposed to be able to stand against, right? What is it? Well, hold on to that question. We'll get right to it. So the question was, what are we supposed to stand against? Someone else, help me out. What is it? The wiles of the devil. Okay, what was the other question you had? How can we stand against the devil? Great question. And the answer is, how can we stand against the devil? I need a hand. Yes. Put on the whole armor of God. So you see how you did that? You just came up with three questions that are answered by that verse. Very simple, right? Right? Yeah, it was more simple than the other one. Okay. What I'd like to do is play around with this a little bit on our board. You don't mind? Okay. I'm glad. Question number one from verse 10. Can someone give me a question from verse 10? Verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the of his." Very good. So give me a question. Yes, sir. Are we supposed to be strong? Are we supposed to be strong? And the answer is yes. Okay, what's another question that we could get out of here? Yes, ma'am. What, can I add who? Are we supposed to be strong in? And the answer is, yes, sir. Okay, you got an answer for me?
The Lord,
that's right. Okay, another question. I'm assuming you have a question. Yes. Oh, yes, which brethren? I'd never thought of asking that question, but that is very nice. Which brethren are being spoken to here? Yes, Wyatt?
My brethren.
Who's my? Paul's brethren. So specifically, where are they at? We're living the same time as Paul and around where Paul's at. Okay, so these are Paul's brethren. Okay, got another question. Yes, ma'am. Where does our strength come from? And that is a little bit more complex. Where does our strength come from? Because it's not spelled out per se, but we can clearly get the answer from that verse, can't we? Where does our strength come from? God. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Yes. I'm listening. You will find off, and that's a very good question, you will find a lot of times when you're reading the King James Version of the Bible that they do not capitalize the hises, the pronouns that are connected with God. Okay? So you have to look at the context to know if it's applying to God or not. So thank you for asking. Good question. So I've got some questions here. What does this tell me? I'm supposed to be strong in whose strength? God's strength. Where does our strength come from? The Lord. Are we supposed to be strong? Yes. Does this tell me anything about verse 10? It does. It tells me that my strength doesn't come from who? Me. Where does my strength come from? God. So how am I supposed to be strong with whose strength? God. So if I try really, really, really hard all by myself, will I be successful? No. And then it says what in verse 11? What's the first five or six words? Put on the whole armor of who? God. Very good. Whose armor? God's. Okay. Is it your armor? But will you wear it? Yes. We're going to switch gears. Ready? Remember what we've done, but now you can kind of think about something different. Here's the different thing. In the armor is the shoes. You know, the shoes. Are they something that is being held by the soldier? No, they're attached to the soldier, right? Breastplate of righteousness. Is it attached or is it held by? It's attached. So it's not necessarily being held by. Very good. How about the sword? Held or attached? Let's suppose it's in your hand because you're being active with this, okay? So if it's in your hand, it is held, okay. What about the shield? Ooh, yes, and? Would you assume it's both? How many of you ever, shields are, this one is not, obviously. You love my shield, don't you? This shield, sometimes shields actually have your arms are attached to the shield so it stays with your arm. This is being held simply by my hand. But so is the vest, breastplate, is it movable? I mean, it only moves as I move, right? Can I move the breastplate around without moving myself? No. Can I move the shield around without moving myself? I mean, yes, you're correct. Is the shield moving independently of my chest? Yes. So I can move this even though I'm staying still. Can I move the sword even though I'm staying still? Yes. What about the helmet? If it's on me, this looks very different, doesn't it? There's a point that I'm trying to make here. It's very important. But I'm not making a good job of making the point. So you should listen carefully just in case I make it. Ready? The helmet is on me, and it's attached. The breastplate is on me, and it's attached. The shoes are on me, and they're attached. Theoretically, my belt is on me, and it's attached. But the sword is not necessarily. And so oftentimes we look at the sword as taking more skill. Does that make sense? You don't necessarily go to classes to learn how to use your helmet, right? You put the helmet on and theoretically it stays there. You don't go to classes on learning how to wear your breastplate. It should simply be on you. But you do go to classes, if you were a soldier, and you were living in that time, to learn how to use a sword, right? You would probably go to classes, I'm assuming, to learn how to use a shield, too. Wouldn't you think so? Because shields can be used in multiple different ways. I like to come back to that after we split up into our groups. In our groups, what we're going to do today, you've got your sheet. We've been looking at a little bit of asking questions. We are going to look at, we did 10 in class, 11 we did not do. If you turn around and look at the back side, there's a chance for you to write questions that a verse answers. Each unit, take two verses, go through it. We don't have much time, so take two, maybe three verses. Ask yourself questions that that verse answers. Any questions on this? This is a good time to ask questions. No questions? Okay, God bless you. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, of course. Okay, go ahead and split up into your groups. We'll be coming back in about 12 minutes. Have you noticed that we have three letters on the board? What are they? OIA. And they are, if you want to remember how to do a Bible study, very easy. It's three words. It is observe, interpret, and what do you think the last one's going to be? Very close. Apply. How do I observe? I observe by asking questions. How do I interpret? We're learning that tomorrow. How do I apply? We'll be doing that Friday. Observing is seeing what the text says. Literally, what does it say? Is it simple? Is it complex? We're going to look at one part that's very important. That's an observation. What am I supposed to do with the armor? Put it on. What does that mean? If you're told to put it on, where was it before? Does that make sense? I've got a friend of mine that I just met. I'll call him acquaintance, but maybe a friend someday. His name is Jason. Could you come forward, Jason? He is the fearless brother of Lupe. And I'd like her to come forward, too. Kyle, where are you, brother? You can come forward. So, you come over here, Jason. Would you say that Lupe has on the breastplate of righteousness? No, she doesn't. But I think she's about to get it. Okay? Does he have one? No. But he's about to get it. Okay. So what's happening right now? You can tell me what's happening right now. Can you hold this? We're putting it on. This is the beauty of having a brother. Does he have a helmet on? No. Is he about to get one? You think so, right? Okay, here we go, sir. Thank you. Jason, don't shake too hard. Jason took that which was his and put it on Lupe. Now she has it, but who did it come from? From Jason. Was it hers? No. Is it now? Well, it's on her. Can it protect her? Yes. If someone came and shot at her, would it protect her? Yes. Kyle, is this Kyle's? No, it's not. Who did he get it from? Where did I get it from? Mr. Casey, where did he get it from? Somebody else. But can it protect him? Why? Because he did what? He put it on. You cannot benefit from the righteousness of Christ or from the salvation that comes from Christ if you don't put it on. You're not born with it, per se. You have to put it on. You have to accept it. You know, you're learning a lot of spiritual things at camp. I've been enjoying campfires. I know you are too. But accepting is a key. I'm very glad for your mom that Kyle did not come out looking like this. On the day of his birth, he didn't come out with a armored vest and a helmet, right? No. He has them on now, but he didn't have it then. I'm glad for your mom too, ma'am. Because these things that you and I have that help us be successful, they don't come from us. Who do they come from? How do you know that? Because the text says, put on the whole armor of God. So this, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts me, not him, I'm sure, is from God. It is to protect him. It's not his normally. You and I need what we don't have. You've got a lot. And I, you know what? I think I'm guessing that Kyle and Lupe could probably look really good on the outside, right? They can dress the right way, eat the right way, talk the right way, go to church the right way, give their tithe and offering the right way. Am I right? But that's all things they're doing. What they need is something that's not that. They need something that's external of themselves that only God can give. They need to let God put on. What's the other word that's used in this passage? Hope you don't mind wearing 20, 30 pounds. Just a few more minutes. Okay, good. What's another word for put on that's used in here? Let's look at verse 11, 12, 13. 13, what's it say? Take unto you. So I'm supposed to take. What does that mean? Well, first, I didn't have it to start with, right? Come into possession of. What does it say in verse... You're not helping me. You're just looking at me because you don't know what I'm thinking. 17. What's it say in verse 17? What's the words that's used in verse 17? Take. Put on. Take. Put on. Take. You don't. Have you ever felt like you just try as hard as you possibly can and you're not doing well? Some of you don't feel that way, but I felt that way. I know what it's like to feel that way. And you know what? It's because I was trying to do with what I didn't have. Okay, Kyle, I want you to go and stand over there. I'm not going to really do this, but for sake of illustration, stand in the back. Thank you, sir. And let's just pretend this is totally an illustration. I do not have what I'm about to talk about. But let's just say I pulled out my 9mm, and I aim and fire. Does he have a chance? If he stays still. And I'm a good shot, he doesn't have a chance. You understand? However, if he had this on and I aimed, what would happen? It would stop. He'd feel a bit of, I'm sure. I'm talking about aiming at his chest. I figured you'd come up with that. It's a good question. the only thing that can save him is something external of himself that he's agreed to accept. Does that make sense? That's the only thing that's going to save you and me. It's not our hard work. It's accepting something that God is willing to give us. So I want to encourage you. That's going to be my appeal today. You can take that off. Thank you so much, Lupe. And you can have a seat, Kyle. Thank you. Can we just let Mr. Jason know we appreciate him coming in and being a brother today? Thank you very much, sir. And Casey, thank you. Mr. Casey is the one who got all this material. And Mr. James, and there's all kinds of people who have helped us out. So thank you. Today, as we close, I've got a challenge for you. Yesterday, I asked you if you were willing to learn more about the armor of God. And it kind of looked pretty daunting because you have to have everything. But you know what? It's all gifts from God. Today, I know you're thinking about leaving, but as you stop thinking about leaving for like 30 seconds, would you like to accept what God wants to give? Amen. Thank you for putting the hand high. Would you like to accept what God wants to give? Amen. I believe that you and I have a really fun experience ahead of us spiritually as we walk in what God gives us. But we should probably close this class and get on to the next one. Please stand with me. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us righteousness. All we have to do is accept it. For offering us salvation if we're willing to put it on. For giving us so many things. We are here and we say we want what you have to give us. You saw our hands and we thank you. We ask now that you will bless us today. Bless us in our outreach class and recreation class and life skills class and whatever else we're doing. We pray for your spirit in our lives, and we praise you today in Jesus' name. Amen.